Onto Iraq, where Independence Day was a somewhat muted affair for most American troops. There were almost no formal celebrations, though mess halls were decked out with flags and balloons. But at one base, in one of the most dangerous areas in Baghdad, soldiers organized their own event. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports on Forward Operating Base Falcon's talent show.
Hey, we on Fire Falcon doing a talent show. Can y'all believe that? And I ran. You know what I'm saying? Set it on fire.
Specialist Kevin Miller from Miami, Florida, is the MC for the evening here. He has a mouthful of gold teeth and is clearly a favorite with the around 70 people crammed into a small building dubbed the Velvet Camel, where the base's few entertainment events are held. He says he and a group of friends organized the talent show to take people's minds off the grim reality of the war here this 4th of July.
We go every day on a day-to-day basis not acknowledging the fact that people are still dying, which is not a good thing, but they're not dying for nothing. So we all got together and just decided to do something for the morale of the soldiers here.
Forward Operating Base Falcon is in one of the most perilous areas in the largest and most volatile city in the country, the neighborhood of Doura in Baghdad. The soldiers in the hall this evening have their guns by their side, and they're clearly battle-hardened, although you might not know it when you hear some of the things they choose to sing.
I saw to break my heart, my heart.
21-year-old specialist Anthony Melendez from New York says he got to the third round of American Idol singing this song before he shipped out. Some of the guys in the audience roll their eyes as he hits the high notes, but he says Unbreak My Heart also helped him resolve an argument with his wife recently over his long deployment.
With me, I'm more of an emotional person. Music to me is like my world. It's like the way I express my emotions. And out in Iraq, you know, I had a few situations where, you know, I had a few problems back at home. I couldn't. And I sang to my wife this song, and things got better.
But tonight, even people who don't really take the evening seriously can showcase. Specialist Kenny Shivrook does an impromptu dance to cheers from his fellow soldiers. He's wiggling around to laughter from the audience.
Got the Italian in me, got the Danish, got the wild side of me, so you know. I may look like a statue, but I get wild and crazy like a stallion.
My cannon gonna shine forever, now or never. Black hole shots from my now.
But the crowd pleasers are clearly the rap and freestyle sessions that punctuate the evening. Both women and men come up to the mic and do their thing. Private Jamie Rowland from New York is one of them. After his song, he talks outside the venue of why he's happy to spend the 4th of July this way.
I think it's a good thing because the soldiers let some aggression out for what they've been through. And like us being here, we soldiers 24/7, so it takes a little bit of time. Like, forget about the soldier stuff. I mean, we are soldiers no matter what, but this right here, having a talent show, it gives us a little time, a little personal time for ourselves, but with everybody to enjoy your talent.
He then raps a few of his lyrics to show how his experiences in Iraq inspire his writing.
I'm tall like twin towers, y'all little like chipmunks. I'm a ball till I fall, till I see the casket. Until that day, I'm gonna hit you with the ratchet. That meaning right there basically says that I'm gonna do what I gotta do till I die.
The wind outside the Velvet Camel picks up. There's been a dust storm all day in Baghdad that has made the sky a sulfurous yellow. Other than the noise coming from the talent show, Forward Operating Base Falcon is quiet. The only other sound, Humvees heading out into the night on patrol. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.